Well, we do have bipartisan majorities now in the Minnesota House and in the Minnesota Senate. So we're going to continue to push some of the same types of common sense pro-life legislation that we have in the past, like the licensing and inspection regulations, like the an ending to taxpayer funding of abortions. Some of those things that we've had bipartisan support in the past for, and we're going to continue those same type of common sense pro-life legislative efforts that we have. Although it is important to remember that the governor, Dayton, still is there, and he does have two more years, and he has been a roadblock in the past. So we have to make sure that our expectations are real going into the session also.
Do you think that given that, in fact, there are a lot of other issues on the plate, and nobody likes to talk linkage, but do you think that you are in a better position, perhaps, to get some leverage through other issues, given that there is Republican control of both the Minnesota House and the Senate?
Well, we hope to. You know, every legislative session takes on its own flavor. MNsure is obviously going to be a big issue this year. We have had a strong interest in MNsure to make sure that people can get health insurance and also get the care that they want so that there's not any rationing or denial of that care. So there's going to be a number of issues where we're going to weigh in on. Hopefully, with a strong House and a strong Senate position, we can have a little bit more leverage with the governor. But again, we'll have to see. This is going to be an interesting session. Hopefully, we can actually get some things done this year.
Can you elaborate a little bit more, Scott, on the issue of health care specifically? Now, I understand you've got a clear interest in the life issue specifically, which has ramifications in health care. But are you talking about something even beyond that in terms of where MCCL would weigh in? If you can maybe be a little more specific, if you're in a position to do that yet.
Well, when it comes to MNsure, when it comes to any of the government programs that are dealing with health care, we have some pretty strong positions that we want. Of course, don't want any coverage for abortion. We want to make sure that there's not a rationing or denial of care for individuals maybe at the end of their life. We want to make sure that hospice and palliative care is available through these plans so that people can access that care. So those are some of the specifics that we look at when we're looking at any type of health care proposals. And when it comes to MNsure, we're wanting to make sure that individuals can get that care and that that care doesn't actually ration the availability of care that they want to receive and that they can purchase.
Has MCCL taken any sort of position on MNsure and whether it should be kept or scrapped or...
We have not. We have not at this point. We have worked with some of the different committees to make sure, again, addressing those points where we're talking about rationing of care, denial of care, palliative care, some of the end-of-life issues. But we've not weighed in as to whether it should be kept or not.
Okay. Let me just go back, if I may, to a couple of your bullet points on that specific legislation. By licensing and inspection, you're talking about licensing and inspection of facilities that perform abortions, right?
Right. Absolutely. You know, last summer, the Hellerstadt case that came out of Texas, the Supreme Court case in June, stated that there couldn't be admitting privileges or that there couldn't be these heavy regulations that they're putting on some of the abortion clinics. But Justice Ginsburg even pointed out that she was opposed to what Texas had done because their clinics were already licensed and they were inspected. Here in Minnesota, our clinics are not licensed and they're not inspected. So that is something that we'd like to do here in Minnesota is get those abortion clinics licensed by the state of Minnesota and also inspected by our health department.
And the other thing that you mentioned was taxpayer funding of abortions. I guess there's several applications or ramifications of that. Planned Parenthood is the one that has had all the attention at the national and at the state level as well regarding defunding of that. I know that is something that is appears to be on the Trump administration's, incoming administration's agenda. Is that something on your agenda for Minnesota specifically as well for the 2017 legislative session?
Well, I think we want to take a look at it for sure. There's going to be a number of different things that are going to move simultaneously on the federal level as well as on the state level. The Trump administration has said that they're going to address that within the first 100 days. So we do need to see what the federal approach is going to be, how far are they going to go, what can they get done on the federal level before we address it here on the state level. But we have proposed numerous times throughout the years a couple different ways to get at the funding that the abortionists receive here in our state. One is known as the Taxpayer Protection Act, which basically says if you're involved in promoting, referring, or providing abortions, you cannot receive state funds. That would be one approach. A total ban on funding towards those that are involved in abortion would be another different approach. The federal folks basically are looking at defunding Planned Parenthood in its entirety through many of the grants and revenue streams that they have from the federal level. So there's a number of different avenues that people are going to be looking at. I don't think that here in Minnesota we've decided what is going to be best in working with legislative leaders. We do want to see what's going to happen on the federal level.
And we've got really two sources of funding here, right? Federal and state funding. So whatever the federal government were to do or to not do, then the state would have the option in terms of state funding independently of that, at least somewhat independently of that, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
And some,
okay.
some of the money actually that is used within Minnesota is also federal pass-through money as well, so
okay.
that could be affected. Again, once we get to the Trump administration and see exactly what they are going to specifically propose and the implications that would happen here in Minnesota, we're going to need to adjust accordingly.
And let me ask you about the incoming administration, Scott. Maybe we can end here. One of the things, I talked to one of our longtime analysts yesterday on this very topic, Stephen Scheer from Carleton. And what his take on it was, his prediction is that the Trump administration, some of the social issues, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, that's how we kind of classify them in the legislative parlance, but this being one of them, the life issue. But what Scheer's contention was is that the social issues are probably going to end up at least initially taking a bit of a back seat to some of the issues like immigration, national security, defense, and so on and so forth. Does that give you, do you agree with that? And if so, are you discouraged by that at all?
No, I'm not discouraged. You know, the life issue has always kind of had its own place and has kind of broken out a little bit from the other social issues. I think President Trump, President-elect Trump, has been very specific that he is going to have a pro-life administration. His appointments have been very good. I think he has been very specific on who he's going to appoint to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, of course, makes all the difference to us in the world. So, I mean, I think in those respects, I think he's going to be moving forward and moving forward quickly. He and his administration have laid out quite a vast, large agenda to move forward quickly on in their first 100 days. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of political capital to get that done. But I'm comfortable with where we are at right now in the pro-life movement and what we expect from the Trump administration, that we're going to see good things and they're going to come quickly. I'm pretty confident in that. The interview that took place with Leslie Stahl that President-elect Trump did right after the election, he was very specific on that he was going to have a pro-life administration. He was going to put pro-lifers onto the Supreme Court. He also stated at that time that he was not opposed to gay marriage and was not going to move on that issue. I think he clearly delineates these issues and doesn't maybe lump them all into a social grouping of issues. So I think he sees the difference there. So I think we're going to see some good movement on the life issue, and we're expecting good things from the Trump administration.